Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005, you're listening to Gamertag Radio with your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
Welcome to Gamertag Radio, episode 1088. This is your host, Danny. And first of all, I hope everybody had a great and wonderful Thanksgiving day with your family, loved ones, and please stay safe, everyone. For this week, we have a special guest because Paris and P are not joining us for this episode. We have our special guest, and she's been here many times on our show, is Mandy. What's up, Mandy?
What's up? Hello.
Yes, ha.
Back again.
You're back, and we're going to have a great conversation about a review that you have. We're going to talk about it in a few minutes. But first of all, how was your Thanksgiving? Have you been playing any games or what?
It was good. Played games, ate a lot of food, was just basically spent all day eating, which I feel is perfectly acceptable.
Nice. Yeah, that's good.
No, it's been good. What about you? All the food?
Lots of food, lots of drinking, very relaxing. I've been playing a lot of games. So I played and I finished the Miles Morales game for the PlayStation 5. So shout out to PlayStation for sending me the code. I have a couple other games that I need to try out for the PlayStation, for PS5. So I have also Demon Souls. Sackboy, I'm going to try that later on. Also, lately, I've been trying to finish Yakuza, Like a Dragon, which I love that game. Right now, I'm on chapter...
Heard good things.
Really good. Mandy, you would love it. I'm right now on chapter 9. So I'm just taking my time with the game and playing a lot of Tetris Effect Connected. I truly, truly love that game so much. So if you have Game Pass, make sure to download that game. It's completely free. For those that are part of the service. And the reason why I'm playing all those games is because I know Cyberpunk is coming out very soon. So once that happens, I want to focus on that game too. So it's a lot. It's a lot of games. I was ready to play the Medium, but that game got delayed to January. So yeah, that's about
it. But there's plenty else to be playing.
Yes, definitely. So what games you've been playing besides the one you're going to be reviewing in a few minutes?
I've been playing a lot of indies, so I've been picking up things like Spiritfarer, The Last Campfire, The Red Lantern. Primarily, I was playing a couple of games in the lead up to the one we're reviewing today, and then I don't know. I'm not interested in playing Cyberpunk, so I'm not in a rush to complete other things before it comes out. Mm-hmm. So while everybody's playing that, I'm going to keep working on all these others that I've been slowly chipping away at.
Well, Mandy, here's the good news. I already have a gaming laptop, so we could play some games to the PC. So whenever you, David, in our community get together to do some stuff, let me know, and I'll download that game and we could play.
You finally have a PC.
Yes, finally. Actually, there's a horror game that you could play as a co-op with a group.
Phasmophobia?
Yes. I would love to play that with you and the group. I think we should do that and stream it. That would be hilarious.
You should pick it up. Dave, myself, and a few others already have it. Phoenix has it. I'm a coward, so I can admit that it's scary.
Is that scary?
I'll only play it with friends. Oh no, it's so scary. It's very scary. Oh,
wait, so what do you compare this to, like Dead Space? Because Dead Space was pretty scary.
Dead Space was scary. So I'd say it has some similarities in terms of using kind of the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. But I think that as I was playing Dead Space, and now I'm working on Dead Space 2, that it kind of transitioned to feel more action-like. You start to kind of get a feel for the enemies and what have you. Phasmophobia, no. No, it's scary the whole time. It does not get less scary.
Yes. You know what? I'm gonna download it. It's Steam, right? Steam?
Yes.
All right. I'll do that. Yeah, I have messages here. Let me put this on mute. All right. So let's talk about the game here in a few minutes. All right. So first of all, for those who are listening, head over to GamerTagRadio.com. Listen to our past episodes. You could also find us on any podcast app. All you have to do is search for GamerTag Radio and subscribe. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Pocket Cast, any podcast app. Search for GamerTag Radio. Follow us and subscribe. And if you can, just share it with your friends and everything. So, yeah, let us know.
Spread the word.
Yeah, spread the word. Also, if you would like to be part of our fan mail, which we have to do this because it's been a while now. We have a lot of questions coming up. But ask those questions, send it to us, and here's how you can contact us.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, so Mandy, what is it you're going to be reviewing for this episode? Because every time we get together, there's always a Nintendo game. So I'm excited for this one.
It is. Yes, so today we are going to be reviewing, or I'm going to review and you are going to ask questions of Hyrule Warriors Age of Calamity.
Ooh, so I know you're a huge Zelda fan. Like when I got the opportunity to get this game, I said No. I want Mandy to review this because she is a huge hardcore Zelda fan. So, but before we talk about the game, Mandy, I know Nintendo also sent you a package, right? It was like themed Zelda. So, can you tell us about the package? Because it looks pretty cool.
Yes, it was really neat. So, in celebration of Hyrule Warriors Age of Calamity coming out, they sent out a Zelda-themed care package. The art on it was glorious. It's so good. And then it included a shirt with the Sheikah symbol on it, the eye, the Legend of Zelda controller that they had put out, as well as a nice glass with that's Legend of Zelda themed, and of course a couple of additional little items that are tied to the game, so they kind of have some art specifically for the map and some of the history of the Legend of Zelda story that they were telling. And it's just it was so good. It was a fun thing to open.
Nice. You took a picture online or no?
I did. I put it up on Twitter, so we can absolutely, you can see it again. But I don't know. It was very exciting. And of course, as you already said, Nintendo did provide a code for the game for review. So thank you to Nintendo for that.
Yeah, definitely.
But to tee it up, before we get too much into the game, Hyrule Warriors Age of Calamity is a Musou game, so it is in that kind of genre of the big epic battles, characters with very signature moves, type of combat. And the Age of Calamity element of it is that it's telling the story of what happened 100 years before The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. So if you've played Breath of the Wild, you meet the champions, and everything's pointing back to what happened 100 years before the lead up to this fight that you play through in Breath of the Wild. That story gets told in Age of Calamity. And as you said, I am a very big Legend of Zelda fan, so keep that in mind. But I will also caveat that as I make comments here, I did not play the Hyrule Warriors game that originally released on Wii U and then was re-released on Switch.
Now, do you have to play that in order to understand the story?
No.
Okay.
Honestly, I couldn't even tell you what the story of that one was. The whole reason I skipped it is because I was like, is there a meaningful story here? Or am I just running around, you know, fighting large amounts of enemies? Because that's cool too. But for me, the joy of playing Zelda games is to really get each story that they tell, which was why Age of Calamity was so interesting for me. And of course, it is published by Nintendo, but it was developed by Koei.
Yes.
Tecmo, and the, I believe the team that worked on it was Omega Force, which is a really cool developer name, by the way.
Yeah, it's pretty, it sounds really cool, really cool. Now, the difference between this game and the other game that they worked on is this, the even the graphics is similar to Breath of the Wild all the way.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
The first one wasn't like that at all. And these are the same developers that work on Dynasty Warriors, so it's kind of the same style. But, Mandy, looking at the Hyrule Warriors, like videos and screenshots, it didn't feel like a Dynasty Warrior game. It felt like you're actually playing Breath of the Wild. Am I right or not when it comes to that?
No, they did a great job of giving you the elements that make that genre, the Misao genre, in terms of having, you know, very distinct skill sets and move sets for individual characters that you would choose to take onto the battlefield, but then making it all really feel like it fit into the Zelda franchise. So while the gameplay style might remind everyone of the Warriors franchises, it feels like playing a Zelda game, and it looks like it, and just a lot of the elements, they did a really great job of pulling together, and you can very easily, as you're playing, imagine that you're going through the storyline of 100 years before Breath of the Wild, and the connections are very clearly told and shown in terms of, you know, watching what happens to the world as you progress through the story and how that lays the groundwork for what you'll see when you play Breath of the Wild.
Nice. Okay. So let me go to the next question. Oh, so for those that are curious about this game, there is a demo available.
Yes.
For the Switch. So you could go and download that if you want to try it out before you decide to buy the game. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely. I would, because this is a different, it's not one-to-one with the Breath of the Wild gameplay. If you're not sure if this style mm-hmm. of game is for you, absolutely try the demo. That can help you get a feel for it.
Now, the characters, I know there's a couple of new ones, right, for this one. How do you feel about the characters, and was there any voice acting for this game?
There is voice acting, primarily during the cutscenes, but they do have, as is often the case in games with a significant amount of combat, a selection of kind of one-liners that the characters will say mm-hmm. as you do some of their signature moves. For any of you that may or may not have been following me on Twitter, you know that I am now absolutely, I stan Urbosa. She was one of my favorite champion characters from Breath of the Wild, and they made, just like took that and amplified it and made her character so, so fun to play in Age of Calamity. But no, they did a really great job in terms of all of the characters that you can play as from a combat standpoint feel distinct. And even if you might have a couple of characters who use a similar style, whether it's that they use bow and arrow or a spear, that they all still feel unique, and that their special attacks and the way that you can combo together give them all a distinct feel. So as you progress through and unlock more individuals that you can choose to take into combat, even ones where I'm like, oh, they both use a spear. I'm like, all right, well, you know, they're not going to feel that different, but they do. And so as I was playing, I definitely had elements where I realized that there were a few whose style just fit with how I like to play. And there's a few that I just absolutely dislike.
Okay. I was going to ask really you that too. Like, I was going to mention that to you.
And the dislike isn't even, well, okay, for anybody who's played Breath of the Wild, Revali is, I hate him. He's a jerk. So that has not changed in this game.
Okay.
So from a personality standpoint, but I was going to say that there's some where it's just like, it's not even that they're not well balanced. They all have their own kind of way of functioning in terms of what your style of combat is or how you like to play a game. Like, do you like to be ranged? Do you like to play it safe and be a little further away? Do you like to get up close and personal and you're going to, you know, want somebody who's more more strongly inclined towards melee and all of that. Like, that all worked really well. And as I progressed through the game, I had a couple of favorites, Urbosa being like the top. I had a few where I'm like, all right, I can use them if a mission or a story mission requires it. And then I had ones where I'm like, all right, I'm really only going to use these characters when I absolutely have to. And then there were some where, you know, they did a really good job. I'm not going to give any spoilers, but they did a really good job of having a couple of characters that I did not know were going to be playable, be introduced and become playable. And it was surprising, but it was so fun every time they did it. And that was like a really great little win where I'm like, how did they keep this secret? This is so amazing.
That's good. No, that's really good to hear about that. So I was going to ask you too, like, was there, besides that, was there any other surprises maybe in the story that you were like, wow, okay. So this is good. And it connects with Breath of the Wild. Was there any, you don't have to say spoilers, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm going to do really hard not to give spoilers. I will say this is that I've been playing – the game came out about a week ago, a little over. I've been playing significantly. I'm somewhere around 35 hours into the game. I have not completed the story yet.
Oh, wow. So you're doing a lot of side missions? That's what you're doing? Or is just the campaign so long?
Yeah, so it's – I think it's two things. One, the campaign is longer than I expected. And it's not in a bad way, but just in a – I kind of anticipated that it was going to be a very straightforward, because you kind of know how it ends, because theoretically where it ends, and I say theoretically because I haven't finished it yet, theoretically where it ends tees up Breath of the Wild. It's the prequel. Mm-hmm. And so you kind of know what was going to happen. I thought it'd be pretty straightforward. And it's not, but not in any way that feels bad. They've just thrown in some plot twists that I wasn't expecting. Like, the story has gotten wild and I'm loving every moment of it. But as a result, there were just things I didn't anticipate that they did. And it really takes that kind of goes off center and just keeps going into left field kind of thing from the very beginning. But it's fun the entire way.
So I know there's a two-player mode also. Is this is only for local co-op, or can you do that also online, or no?
Only local co-op for now. Maybe if they get enough, they'll be willing to add online. But yeah, local co-op. I haven't had a chance to try it yet, but it is sitting there. I can imagine it would make some of the missions a little bit easier, because you do have some where there's multiple objectives across the arena or map area that you're in. And while they absolutely give you the tools and ways in which to manage that as a single player, I can imagine it being a little bit easier if you could divide and conquer with somebody else who's not an AI.
Okay. So is there any other things that you would like to mention about this game that you feel like is important to talk about?
Yeah, so I'll say, to your point asking about, you know, was the story really long or how long is it taking? Or why it's taking so long for me to finish it, I will say that they've done a really good job of how they kind of lay out the world and the idea that you're progressing through these story missions, but you're selecting them off of the map. And the map matches to the one you would know from Breath of the Wild for Hyrule. Mm-hmm. And in between these story missions, there's side missions, there's challenges, there's these various things you can do. And all of them actually feel really good to chase, which is probably part of why it takes so long, because they give you ways to power up and improve the characters that you've unlocked. So a lot of the time it's like, okay, you complete a story mission, some more stuff unlocks on the map, side missions and challenges, and then you go take a look and like, oh, well, this allows me to give more hearts to one of the characters I use, or to improve their combos, or whatever the case may be. And so it behooves you to decide to do all of those side missions. You don't have to. I would challenge you all. I'm not sure how easy it would be to progress through the story, but it absolutely is. It adds some of the time to it. And some of them are short. You know, they're challenges that you can do in a couple of minutes, but then you might go do a story mission that's 30 minutes long, depending on how good you are and also how much attention you pay to what you're supposed to be doing. Because it is, you can end up kind of on these large areas where there's a giant battle going on, and it's very easy to get distracted by enemies and other things on the map that aren't tied to your primary objective. The couple things I would throw out is that with every game, even though it's all running really smoothly and they've done a good job of making it feel and look like Breath of the Wild, I ran into a couple small frustrations. You know, sometimes the AIs are not as helpful as you would like them to be, considering that some of the missions require being able to sort of do multiple things at once. There's a few places where their environment set up. If you get yourself backed into a corner, the camera gets a little wonky, and that can be frustrating.
Okay.
And of course, there's a few missions that are like challenges or side missions that are tied to taking out a certain number of enemies. And one of the things that I found frustrating on a few of them is that if they're not spawning them fast enough when you have a countdown timer, then you're like, okay, well, now I'm just running around, you know, taking out one and two guys at a time, and I need another 100. So it's, all of them were minor annoyances, you know, at the, when it's all said and done, compared to the bigger amount of just fun and length of time I've put into it so far. But they are things to keep in mind, especially if you're going to do like me and be playing solo through a lot of it.
All right. So one of the questions that I have is, let's say, because look, I'm playing Yakuza Like a Dragon. It's an RPG, right? So you play, you have people that are part of your team, and every time you fight enemies or bosses, you get your characters get leveled up, right? So in this game, when you have companions with you, do you, like, well, let's say you defeat enemies or bosses, do you upgrade and level up everybody that's part of, that you collected, or is the person that you're actually controlling at that moment?
So it's both, kind of, in the context that the person you control is going to get more experience just by nature of the fact that you're going to attack more enemies and do more. Or probably do more than the AI is. But if you have, you know, there'll be missions where you're selecting multiple characters to take with you. And any character that is selected into the mission will also get experience at the end, whether you chose to control them or not. How much is contingent on, you know, what they contributed to the overall challenge you were completing, or if you controlled them for some portion of the battle. But it will only, as far as I could tell, it would only be the characters you distinctly took into that mission with you. So if you chose four, but you have three others who weren't part of that mission, in terms of you having the ability to control them, those three would not get experience for it being completed.
Now, how is the boss battles? Like, was there any iconic moments? Because when you play Breath of the Wild, you see some crazy boss battles there, right? So is it similar to this game with the old one?
Yes. Yes. So there's, it's interesting because you're going to see some familiar creatures and familiar monsters. And I feel like they did a pretty good job. The few that are coming to mind, they're a little bit later in the story, but kind of ramping up the difficulty over time and then making some of the enemies feel a little bit unique in the context that you'll take different strategies with different bosses you'll have to fight. And they kind of tee up how you interact with, say, the four champions and some of the other characters really well. Mm-hmm. And so you'll have a few that will feel familiar, and then you'll have some new ones that are definitely interesting to take on.
No, Mandy, you know, I think this was a great conversation about the game, you know, because this year, Nintendo hasn't really been releasing a lot of big games. You know, I think Animal Crossing, in my opinion, was like the biggest first-party game that they released so far this year. And everything else has just been like safe, I think, right, from Nintendo. So Do you feel that with this game? Do you think it was one of those like, okay, it's an end of the year, just let's just release this? Or do you think this is like a game that is very important for people to try out as a Switch owner?
I definitely think that I would consider it a game that if you're a Switch owner, you should take a look at, especially if you're a Zelda fan. But I think that even if you're not, if the gameplay is something you can enjoy, and again, I point to the fact that there's a demo available, so give it a try, that you can absolutely get a great experience, even if you have none of the flavor that Breath of the Wild or the Zelda franchise would give you. Like, when it's all said and done, this is just a really well-built game. The experience has felt great. And if I wasn't actually looking to check the hours I had played, I wouldn't have even guessed that that's how long I've put into it already. And remember, I haven't finished it. And let me guarantee you, I am not going to 100% this game. Like, I am not a completionist in that way. But I'm still 35 hours in. Oh, and I'm playing on normal.
Oh, normal. Wow. That's crazy.
So you can absolutely put it on a higher difficulty and probably take more time. But no, I would say that it's a fun game, both from a gameplay and a storytelling perspective. The developer and the teams at Koei have done a fantastic job taking this genre and making it feel like it fits naturally in the Legend of Zelda world, while still being its own distinct experience. And absolutely, if you like Legend of Zelda, go download the demo. If you're indifferent to Legend of Zelda, go download the demo, because I'm just having a bunch of fun playing it. I'm having fun with the characters and the way that they design them and the combat, and thinking about, like, oh, who do I take into a fight that gives me, you know, just very different capabilities. And at the same time, there's just some silly kind of out there stuff that's happening in this story. It's so, I hate to use the word wild again, but the plot twists I've not been expecting.
That's good to hear, though. You know what? It's I think that it's been a crazy year with games. And now that, you know, the new consoles that just came out recently, I feel like people were gonna miss out of games like this from Nintendo. But I'm glad to hear that it's fun, great story, hours of just gameplay footage, not footage, gameplay, which is a good thing, you know. So, because, you know, every time you pay you buy a game for like $60. You want that game to last a long time. You don't want this to be a very short experience and then you're done, you know. So that's good to hear that this game is really, really long. And you've been playing normal difficulty. So that's...
Yeah, no. Honestly, earlier in... I would say probably like, I'll estimate 10 hours back in play. I'm going like, all right, I feel like I'm getting towards the end of the story. You know, once it's all done, we'll see how I feel at the end. But I think I'll, like, go back and start a new one and play it on hard. Now, admittedly, it's been, like, 10 more hours of gameplay, and I'm not done with the story yet. So we'll see if I feel the same way when I get later on, or when I've completed the story. But I could envision very easily going back and saying, let's try this again at a harder difficulty, and I'll be a little bit... Are you thinking about, like, what that next playthrough would look like? Like, what would I do differently? How would I change the way that I progressed my characters, or the way that I, you know, allocated resources as I did side missions and things? And I think that that's a really, as somebody who's not usually a multiple playthrough kind of person, mm-hmm. in most games, that was a really interesting thought for me to have before I have even finished the story.
Wait, I forgot to ask you. This is the same exact map from Breath of the Wild? Or there's different?
Yes. Yes?
Okay, wow. So that's
so the map is huge. Exactly the same.
That's huge.
And that's the thing. It's like there's going to be some little Easter eggs as you play that you're – if you played Breath of the Wild – and, you know, explore it and things like that, there's going to be some fun little Easter eggs. There's going to be some, you know, little hidden places that you might have found in Breath of the Wild that might also be there in Age of Calamity. And it's just like these nice, fun little callbacks for somebody who has played Breath of the Wild, but it's not going to impact your experience or make you feel like you're missing anything if you haven't played.
That's really cool. That's awesome. See, that's probably going to make people that has even that, let's say, that never played Breath of the Wild, they're probably going to buy the game too because they start playing this and they just enjoy the story, right?
Yeah, it's I could see it. Like, there might be some things in it where you go like, oh, that's interesting from a story standpoint, but yeah, like, I feel like you could absolutely play this standalone with no experience of Breath of the Wild and still enjoy the game and the characters and the story they're telling. Mm-hmm. But if you have played Breath of the Wild, there'll just be some little things that stand out to you, or, you know, attitudes or things that characters do where you're like, oh, yeah, yeah. And that's it's been a fun thing because I can absolutely see somebody enjoying it, whether you've played that big RPG title or not.
Man, that's tight. No, but I'm glad that you're having a great time, Mandy, because like I said earlier, you were the first person I thought about to
It's so good. But thank you. Yes. And of course, thank you to the team at Nintendo for sending us a code. So when this is all said and done, my recommendation is absolutely, as long as you do not hate the Legend of Zelda franchise, which I won't judge you if you do, but also you're wrong.
Yeah.
You should absolutely go try the demo. I know that this style of game does not work for a lot of people, just these like big battlefields with tons of enemies that you're kind of just mowing through. So try out the demo. But absolutely, if you feel like that gameplay could work for you, I would recommend this title. I'm really enjoying it. I'm 35 hours in on a normal gameplay or normal setting playthrough and having a blast. And looking forward to finishing it and thinking about what I would do next with another playthrough. So if you feel like you're enjoying the demo, I think it'd be worth your time to consider getting the full game.
Well, there you have it, folks. Straight from Mandy's mouth, this is a highly recommended game if you have a Nintendo Switch. And yeah, that's good to hear, Mandy. Really, really cool to hear. So for more information, head over to Nintendo.com. Check out more information about the game. And also, you could go to GamerTagRadio.com and listen to our past episodes if you want. By the way, we are about to hit 1 million listens just on Spotify alone. So that's really cool to hear people are listening to the show through there. So very, very cool. So, yeah, like I said, also, you can find us on any podcast app. Just search for GamerTag Radio. And also, if you would like to be part of our fan mail segment or episode, here's how you could submit your questions for the show.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, Mandy, you want to mention your Twitter so people could follow you and maybe ask you some questions about the game or any other questions, you know. So go ahead.
All the time, all the things. Absolutely. You can find me on Twitter at LadyLuck34. I also hang out in the Gamertag Radio Discord as well.
Yep.
So you can find me around and about. Occasionally I stream video games, and otherwise I just randomly show up on this podcast to talk about something that Nintendo has done.
Yeah, so your Twitch is also LadyLuck34?
Yes, also LadyLuck34.
I'm going to put the link under the description. So if you're too lazy to type, just go to the description while you're listening to the podcast. Just click it and make sure to give her a follow or subscribe. You know, so support.
Absolutely.
Support Mandy.
Just doing a thing, playing the games.
Yes, yes. What is going to be the next game you're going to stream?
I mean, I need to finish Dead Space 2, I guess.
Ooh. Well, I have an idea. I would love to play some games with you know, and maybe David too, now that I have a gaming laptop. So we could try the horror game if you want, all of us together.
That's true.
You can stream
Phasmophobia.
It.
I jump between a lot of things. So you all just might see us talking about a stream featuring Danny sometime soon.
Yes, yes, yes. Playing PC games with Mandy and David. That would be awesome. That would be super cool. Very cool.
Finally, years later.
Years later. And you know what? I'll probably will stream now that I have my setup is slowly coming along. I'm actually getting a camera. It's the same camera that Paris has.
Mm-hmm.
So the only thing I need is to upgrade my lens, but I'll probably do that like next month or something like that. But yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to slowly upgrade my setup over here, you know, and hopefully I'll get an official gaming PC. That'll be my next.
He's my going next down the rabbit hole, everyone.
Yes, yes. Hey, there you go. People were like saying, hey, Danny, when you gonna buy this and that? Hey, look, I'm doing it slowly right there. So, all right. Any shout outs, Mandy? Anything else you want to say before we wrap it up?
No, I would just say, you know, hopefully all of you are having fun. There's a bunch of games to play, whether you have new consoles or not. So as always, to points earlier, please be safe, you know, be healthy, and hopefully you all are having happy gaming.
There you go. All right, everyone, thank you for listening, and we'll be back for another episode. Don't know when. Don't know we'll be this week or what. I'm trying to figure that out. It's been complicated for all of us lately, but stay tuned. And hopefully we could also review Cyberpunk in the future before our end of the year episode. So we only have a couple episodes left. So stay tuned. All right. Until next time, this is Danny and also Mandy, a.k.a. Lady Luck. We are out. Take care, everyone.
See ya.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.